Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. My name is Brenda Williams. I am your host, and we have a hot, hot topic show tonight. Our show tonight is going to be, let's just get it off your chest. Is there something that's been bothering you that you basically just want to talk about? Well, that's what our topic is tonight. Get it off your chest. You know, tell us how you feel. Tell us what you're going through. Tell us what you've been through. So that's our topic tonight. So I'm going to just start it off with just a couple of key things that have been bothering me to get off my chest. Well, one of them is the Michael Slager trial. There was a Michael Slager trial where the cop here in South Carolina where, and this didn't happen too long ago, the cop was caught on tape in the guy and basically shot him several times and killed him. And basically I was very upset to hear a couple of days ago they went ahead and ruled it as a mistrial. And they ruled it as a mistrial because they felt like it wasn't a malicious death. They felt like it wasn't a malicious murder. He wasn't out. I don't understand how can you say he wasn't out to murder when this man was running. This man was clearly not a danger to himself nor to anyone else. And I understand, you know, the cop felt, you know, I guess like he said, he felt for his life because the guy had the taser. He had his taser. But at some point when this dude was running and he was running away from the cop, he had dropped the taser. The taser was on the floor. And he kept running. And the bullets rang out to him after the fact, after that taser was gone. So if you're stating that I'm confused, what confuses me is how is it that you felt like your life was being threatened? Or how is it that you felt like you feared for your life if the taser was on the ground and the man was running away from you versus to you? In Tennessee versus Gardner, I know with the Michael Brown thing, and I know that everybody is saying, well, you know, the same thing happened with Michael Brown. Well, the difference between both of them were careless, countless wrong killings, regardless. But the difference with the Michael Brown case was that particular state was one of the only states left that hadn't signed the bill for the Tennessee versus Gardner. And with the Tennessee versus Gardner, that's saying that if a convicted felon is fleeing, you have the right to use excessive force to stop that convicted felon. That's what Tennessee versus Gardner is. So what I say when I talk about this is this particular case or this particular situation that happened, this should have been considered, you know, Tennessee versus Gardner. It should have been considered the same thing because technically this man was running. This man was running and he was shot and he was killed running and he was shot. So am I upset about it? Is it a hot topic? Yes. It sort of makes me think about the fact of you. And then on top of that, okay, that's nothing. Then you got the Dylann Roof one, the one where the guy went into the church and shot up a bunch of people praying. Okay. When he went into the church and shot up a bunch of people praying, he has the nerve to say he wants to wait on his trial because he knows that jurors are still upset and the black community is still upset about the Michael
about the Hague account. But the thing about that one is, how can you compare these two? For you to go up into a church, how could you think that your sentence, or how could you think that your trial will have any bearing on you walking into a church and in the middle of prayer shooting nine people, nine innocent people, because you want to start a race war? How could you even compare the two? So for him to make the statements, and I'm so happy that the jury didn't buy it, and I'm so happy that the jury said, no, we're not going to take it easy. We're not going to go ahead and wait on your prosecution or, you know, your court trial, because that's nor here or there. But for him to fix his face to say, I want you guys to wait, and I want you guys to wait because I don't want to be treated any certain way. How could you even say something like that? Like, to even say something like that, I don't understand that. I don't understand the whole consensus to that. I don't understand the whole thought process to that. I don't understand whatsoever. So, yeah, that's what my talk was about, and that's what I wanted to talk about, because I don't understand how is that even possible. So, yeah. Now, I'm going to be bringing some callers in a little while. Before I do, I just want to mention that tonight's topic is going to be speak your mind, get it off your chest. So if something's bothering you, if you've seen something in social media world that you are disagreeing about, or if you've seen something to where you just want to, in general, talk about it, this is the right place for you to talk about it. I do have a couple of different people who actually called in with stuff that they wanted me to disclose where they're not able to talk. So I'm going to go ahead and, before I take my callers, I'm going to go ahead and this is based on my people that listen online. This is their different topics that they want to talk about. So I have a gentleman who basically is saying that he's in a relationship with a young lady. They're not married, whatever. They're just dating. And they recently got into a relationship with another woman. He's saying they recently got into a relationship with another woman. And he's saying that he feels like the other woman is basically overpowering his relationship with him and his girlfriend. And even though they're not married, he's saying that he doesn't really know how to address it with her without sounding like he's being petty. So my advice, and I'm going to open up the panels for them to go ahead and give you their advice as well. My advice to you, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a life coach, you know, I'm not anyone who can give you sound advice that may or may not be correct. As far as that goes, I think that you should have an understanding from the beginning. I think that you should have agreements from the beginning. I think that you should have rules set from the beginning. And I think that once those rules start to deviate from what you originally agreed upon, that's when problems start. So the advice that I'm going to give you, which is the only advice that I can give you, is I would just maybe sit down and talk with your girlfriend, see what your girlfriend's head is about it, and see what your girlfriend's thought process is about everything, and make sure that your girlfriend is on the same wave levels that you are, because it's important, and you want to make sure that she has the same understanding that you have. Now, if you have something that you want to talk about, press 1, and I'll bring you in. Callers, I see you on the line. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines in a moment. So if you have something that you want to get off your chest, or if you have a world topic that you just want to talk about, press 1, and I'll be more than happy to bring you on. All right, so again, the advice that I'm just going to give to this gentleman is I would say go back and talk to your girlfriend. Make sure that everything is the way it was when you first originally started, because as I said, when you deviate from what you originally planned on doing, or when you make changes, based on what you were originally planning on doing, that's when things happen. And I'll give you, for example, let's say you and your girlfriend decided we're not going to see her alone. We're only going to see her when we're together. We're not going to see her at all alone. And then it comes to where it starts to change to where it's at, to where you're going to see her by yourself or when she's going to see her by herself. At that point, then problems start, because you got to consider, as a woman, I think, I don't know a woman today that doesn't have a jealous streak. And if a woman's married to a man, or if a woman has a man as a boyfriend, and they feel like the other girl is getting, or the other guy in the relationship is getting more attention than them, then that's when problems start. So the advice I'm going to give you is, don't deviate from what you originally planned that you were doing. Don't change what you originally planned what you were doing. Because when you change what you originally was going to do, and when you deviate from your original plans, that's when things happen. That's my opinion on it, and that's my thought process. And like I said, I could be wrong because I don't know. It's not something that I've ever heard of or that I've ever even ventured in, but I just need to give you that advice on the situation. So I'm going to go to a quick break, and when I go to a quick break, I'm going to come back. After I come from the quick break, I'm going to take some callers. Again, callers, if you have a world topic you want to talk about, or you just want to say hello, or you just want to discuss anything, because today is an open topic, get it off your chest. Anything that you see in social media that's bothering you, anything that has happened with your baby's mama, your baby's daddy, a teacher in school, just anything that you want to get off your chest and you want to talk about, press one and we can go ahead and talk about it. We're going to do that right after this show, right after this quick break. And I thank my callers that are in here. I see all of you. I see the area codes. Well, I see 231-850-504-914-201-864-203-917 and several 864s. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in the song, and then I'm going to get back to the callers.
You mothers have become a part of the conspiracy. Let me show you how. ...62% of all black children live with a single parent. It's growing fast to 70%. All these single parents are women, but the babies came from a man. Where is the man? See? What did I say Pharaoh's intention was? Kill who? Kill who? The man. And spare who? The woman.
Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kid, how tripe it is. All I do is give. Everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up with sport. We fight and fought. All the things I bought, everything I taught. Mean nothing to them. I'm stuck for rent.
The woman must play an important part in the development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kid, how tripe it is. All I do is give. Everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up with sport. We fight, we fought. All the things I bought, everything I taught. Mean nothing to them. I'm
All right. I'm back, and I'm gonna go ahead and get a couple of callers on, so we can go ahead and discuss this and know how everybody's feeling. But again, in this last topic that I gave, because I guess the gentleman is actually online and, you know, he's listening to the whole situation and everything. But in this last topic that I gave, or the last topic that I provide you with information, you know, make your decision up how you want, handle it however you want. But in the same token, Remember your rules and remember what you started, and don't deviate from them. And like I said, as long as you don't deviate from what you got going on, you'll be okay. I'm going to go ahead and pick up a caller, which is 9534. 9534, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening? Hello? Area code 9534. Okay, 9534, either take your phone off mute or I can probably come back to you because you're kind of, I'm not hearing anything. All right, 9534, try to press 1 again to come back in the queue because I'm not hearing anything that you're saying. Okay, I'm going to go back to 9534. For some reason, I could not hear anything that he was saying. So, again, that's basically decisions that you make, however you make them. Now, I just had another one where somebody was asking about, you know, child support. What were my thoughts on child support? Well, to be honest with you, my honest thoughts on child support are if you're a man or you're a woman and you had a child and you want to take care of this child, child support shouldn't get in the way of you taking care of that child. I had a man very angry who was on the line who actually called before the show started. And he pressed 1, and it was during the mic check that he came in. And when he came on the mic check, he was saying that basically he felt because he gives his girlfriend child support, he gives his, you know, girlfriend money, that he says that he doesn't feel like he should have to pay her anything else. Once he pays child support, he says he feels like he's done. Well, the dispute that I had with him is what a lot of men don't realize, and a lot of men don't understand this. You know, they don't really realize this. But you just paying child support is not taking care of that child fully. You just paying child support is a very small portion. Children need so much more than just child support. Let's say you pay somebody child support and next week the child's tooth breaks, or next week the child gets holes in his shoes, or next week the child has band practice, or the child has something that they want to do that's going to cost you extra money. Well, you've already paid your child support, so next time around, that child has to suffer because you felt like you didn't want to help out and you didn't want to do more. I'm not saying anything bad about you. I'm definitely not calling you a coward, and I'm definitely not saying anything disrespectful to you or about you. But I will tell you, anybody can have a baby. Anybody can jump up on a woman, get a woman pregnant, and give a woman a baby. But it takes a man, a real solid man, to be a father. And when you came into fatherhood and that baby was born, that was your cue that you were supposed to do the right thing. See, so many men get things so twisted and feel like because I've had this baby, this is all I should do is pay this child support. This money's coming out my check. Let me pay this child support. Keep in mind, your child needs so much more than child support. So who are you hurting when you decide you don't want to pay it? Or who are you hurting when you decide she had too much and now she don't deserve any more? You're hurting your child. So, and Carla, I do see that you press 1. I do see you. And I see you press 1 again. You keep pressing 1 to come in and out of the queue. No, I'm not going to offend you, and I'm not going to defend you. I'm just saying my standpoint as a woman and looking from the outside in. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know what's going on. The only thing you just inboxed me and said is you don't feel as though that you should have to continuously pay for this child once you pay child support. Once you pay child support, that's your only responsibility. And I'm telling you, as a woman and a woman who has children, that you are dead wrong. You are dead wrong because your child deserves so much more than just child support. So I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to try you again. 9534, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. Can you hear me now? Okay. 9534, I don't know what's going on with your phone. Area code 804. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but I'm going to have to put you back on mute because there's like a lot of background noise. I'm going to put you back on mute. Okay. I'm sorry. That's about the fourth person that I've picked up, and there's something's going on with your phone lines. The only thing that I ask on my radio show is that you get to a quiet background. If you're somebody who's trying to drive me, to call me, that you're driving in a car and maybe your window's rolled down, that may be one of the reasons why I'm not able to hear you. This was from about three or four other people as well that I wasn't able to hear. One of those I heard was train tracks or a train, the sound of a train. So I'm patient. I can go ahead and wait for you guys to get to quiet lines. I prefer to pick you up once you've had a quiet line. So I do apologize for picking you up and putting you back on mute. So back to my original topic that I was talking about. When tonight's show is get off your chest, say how you feel, say what's on your mind, and say what you're thinking. Again, my upsetness is about this Michael Slager case because I was flabbergasted. And, yes, he has other federal cases that he has to go through. Yes, he has other charges he has to go through. But my thing is, I don't see how the jurors felt like it wasn't a malicious death or a malicious murder when this man was innocently running with no weapon, with nothing, and you filled him full of bullets and killed him. And it was on social media. Now, you can say whatever you want to say about the man who had the gun, and they pulled up pictures of when he went into the gas station or in the store and showed the gun in his leg holster, and he was a danger, and he wouldn't put down his gun. Okay. I don't know what happened in that situation. I wasn't there, so I don't know. But I know on the news and on social media, I've seen the Michael Slager one, and I've seen this man jump from beginning to end. He put him in the car to go run his paperwork. He jumped out the car and ran. He chased him and shot him down. Now, how any juror can feel like that's not a malicious death is beyond me. And the thing about it is, right now they're calling on Donald Trump to come in and do something about it. The same person, Donald Trump, who is trying to get the law passed to say that cops don't have to have suspicion to shoot you. If cops feel like their job is in their lives are in jeopardy or others' lives are in jeopardy, whether they see a weapon or not, it's okay. They can go ahead and pull out their gun. Well, who's to say if we saw this trial as this man didn't do it? Who's to say later on down the line we're not going to come into people just being murdered and they saying, okay, well, I thought my life was in danger and that's why I did it, and these people sitting on the stands and getting away with it? And I'm not just talking about black people. Let me correct myself. I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about people all over the world, all over the nation. Because there's a lot of killings by Hispanic. There's a lot of killings by white. There's a lot of killings by Chinese. There's a lot of killings by Arabic. But we just don't hear about it the way we hear about cops killing black people. People, understand my message. Cops don't just kill black people. Cops kill all people. Are all cops bad? No, they're not, because there are some cops that put on that badge and they do the good job and they do the job that they were meant to be. And they don't set out every day. They don't get in their cars or put their uniform every day in hopes to kill more black people. Not all of them do that. There are some out there that are like that. There are some out there that are like that, and they are power struck. And those particular cops, those are the ones that need to be off the road. Those are the ones that need to be in psychiatric places. Those are the ones who need their badges taken. Those are the ones who need to be in jail. But we harp daily. And this is another get it off my chest. They harp daily about black crime due to police officers. I don't see anybody protesting about the black-on-black crime. I don't see anybody protesting for the little five-year-old girl that was riding a big wheel and got rained out of bullets because of a gang initiation. No, I don't see nobody doing that. I don't see anybody, even the new, what are they called? They're called the new something. I can't think of what they're called. But the new Black Power movement, I can't think of it. I might be wrong. Well, they say they're more dangerous than anybody. They say they take out whole families. But again, because nobody's putting their eyes on it and because nobody's protesting for it, we're so just like, and it angers me. It angers me. And again, this is the show, Get It Off Your Chest. Get It Off Your Chest. It angers me that these 52 people died in this club in Florida, and that was talked about for about a week, and that was let go. And you know why it was let go? It was let go because the majority of the people were gay. It was a gay club. So who's to say that gay lives don't matter? All lives matter. So it pisses me off to see that that was in the limelight for just that short amount of time. That was in the limelight for about 2 weeks, and then it disappeared. While all 52 of these lives are gone. But guess what? Guess what? This is why nobody's talking about it. The gunman, before he was going to shoot a black girl, he said, no, you guys have went through it enough. You go ahead. Although he did kill some black people, but he told a black girl that. So a lot of the comments that I saw on social media was, oh, yeah, finally somebody protecting us. Not any knowledge, not any even acknowledging the fact that 52 people lost their lives, really over a hate crime. See, people, this is what pisses me off, and this is what takes me over the deep end. It completely takes me over the deep end because we gripe and gripe and gripe. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. They do matter. Trust me, they do. But all lives matter. And not one person's life is more important than the next. And I will say this statement, and I know that I will upset some of my callers, and I apologize. But, again, Speak Your Mind Radio. Say what's on your mind. Speak how you feel. Nobody's life is more important than the next. Blue lives matter. There's cops right now that's being ambushed and being killed. Okay? Ambushed and being killed. So with them ambushed and being killed, ask yourself a question. All the Black Lives Matter believers and believers that the cops shouldn't be here, ask yourself a question. If something happened and your child disappeared and you had to dial 911 and you went to dial it and they didn't answer because their lives don't matter, how would you feel? Better yet, let me take it a step further. How would you feel if the purge happened and you woke up tomorrow and think about how many people you've made angry in your lifetime? Think about who's going to be at your door. I'm going to leave it right there and I'm going to go ahead to some callers. 0107, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I am pretty good. I've been waiting for this topic because I've had so many things I wanted to say. And I said I was going to say them on this show, and that's what this show is. Get it off your chest, speak your mind, world topics, how you feeling. Based on anything that you've heard me say, do you have any feedback?
I got a little feedback, but I'm going to go into something a little more different, you know. Tonight I'm going to talk about
politics.
Well,
give me your feedback first. Give me your feedback first.
Well, you know, you are right, you know. Our lives do matter, you know, because I have a brother who's a cop, so not all cops are bad cops. You know, I do agree with you on that. I do agree our lives do matter.
Okay. Well, I just want to check because, you know, I'm getting some really nasty feedback and on my webpage about it. And, you know, it is what it is, but at the bottom of the line, at the end of the day, we're all accountable for what we do and what we say. And at the end of the line, at the bottom of the day, if we don't take some sort of accountability for what's going on in the world today, where we're all going to be in a short time, we won't be here. But I'm going to go ahead and let you share your topic.
Okay. Basically, what I'm going to get into got a little bit to do with what you're saying, too, you know. Everybody now want to go with the Black Lives Matter movements and everything else, and we got so many people mad about the election, about Trump winning the election and all of that. But I've been saying this for years. You know, I got my page 365 Black, where I've been posting. You know, I'm a black activist myself. But, you know, we as black people, I know some are going to get mad at me now for saying this, but we don't take care of ourselves. You got the Jewish, the Chinese, everybody else who take their money and recycle it back in their communities. We as black people don't support each other. You know, I'm a black business owner. And I hate to say it, but I get more support from other races and other people than I do my own people. When my people come to me, they want me to cut them deals and work with them and everything else. And, you know, again, with the politics and stuff, everybody mad about Trump won the election. But what happened in the White House is not going to matter when you live in a small town, small community. What happened in the White House really don't matter in a small town of America. You fuss about the president election, but do you know who your county commissioner are? Do you vote for local elections? Do you know who your probate judge is? Do you know who your circuit judge is? If you vote for any of them, do you know who yourself is? If you vote for him. Now, we got to start at home if you want to make a difference.
Right.
Okay,
right.
We get mad about,
I agree with you.
We get mad about the way we are being policed. And again, not all cops are bad cops, but some of the problems are we have people who are not from our communities, not from our where we live in and everything else, and don't really know us, policing us. How many of us from our communities are trying to go out to be police officers? But we want to fuss about the job other people are doing, but we're not trying to do better ourselves.
I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And the sad thing about it, the saddest thing about the whole thing is we spend so much time, you know, talking about this, talking about that. We spend so much time worrying about the wrong things in life. And the thing about it is nobody actually pays attention and looks at what you're supposed to be looking at. Nobody really stops and pays attention. And that's why I say, like you said also about the businesses, you're absolutely right. You know, black-owned businesses, they really don't support black-owned businesses. But I would tell you, there are some black-owned businesses, and I have a problem, and I'll be honest with you, I have a problem with this. And it's one black-owned business in particular. I won't say the name of the business because I don't want to give them any bad publicity. But there's one black-owned business that sells little dresses. He sells little dresses. He sells, like, little earrings. Like, and he sells a lot of little cute things. But my thing is, I tried to explain to him the same stuff that you're selling two blocks away at the Chinese store, they're selling it for half, you know, 50% off of what you're paying. You're selling it. You're buying it for. You're selling it for. So what I explained to him is, you know, he was telling me the other day that, you know, he doesn't really get a lot of business, not a lot of people come in. He's thinking about going bellying up. And I said, well, I gave him a good strategy. I said, what you might want to do is come down on your prices. I said, he said, but you don't understand, my overhead is higher. I said, I understand that your overhead is higher, but understand, if I can go two blocks away and get something for $50 less than what you're charging, the $100 you're charging, I don't know nobody today that has money like that that's just going to go ahead and spend that extra money just because it's a black-owned business. Unless you're a millionaire, money don't matter. But to me, my money matters that comes out of my pockets that I work hard for. So my suggestion to him was come down on your prices. Just like, let me give you an example. He sells food trays. He sells food dishes. And the food trays that he sells, the food sells, he kind of overcharges. Like, let me give you an example. He'll charge $9. He'll charge $9 for one meat. He'll charge $9 for one meat, which is typically a small meat, a piece of fish or two small pieces of chicken, and three sides and a biscuit. But he charges $9. Okay. You can go to Golden Corral for the same $9 and eat all you could eat. So my thing is, when you look at the price of what he's charging, let's just look at a head of cabbage costs $2. A head of cabbage might feed 6 or 7 people, really 10 people, because you're only putting a little teaspoon and a little quarter size. Macaroni and cheese, you look at the overhead of macaroni and cheese, you're only putting a scoop of that in there. The fish, there's a place right now for $19.99, we can get 10 pounds of tilapia. So if you're spending $9.99, and you're charging people $9.99. You can't figure out why nobody's coming in your restaurant and why nobody's eating your food.
And the only thing that you can keep yelling on social media is, why does nobody support the black-owned business? Well, because you are a black-owned business does not mean that you have the right to charge more. Because you are a black-owned business does not mean that your food is that of value that you get to charge that much. Because to be honest with you, I went in there and I gave them for the benefit of the doubt, and I spent the $9 for a plate. And I'll be honest, the food was not that great. Not $9.99 worth of great. So you see what I'm saying? What I'm saying about the businesses? Some people don't support black-owned businesses because what they try to charge people is outrageous. Little scrungies from the dollar store, three for a dollar, you charge them $5, three for $5 when you don't went to the Dollar Tree and got it for five, all of them for a dollar.
And with that right there, you know, I agree 100% because, you know, my business is food. I own a food truck and I do catering. And, you know, before I set any of my prices, I do barbecue. Before I set any of my prices, I went to all the leading barbecue places. I looked at their menus. I saw what their prices was and everything else. And I'm going to make my prices comparative with theirs. So actually, mine are a little cheaper than theirs. So with that one right there, you know, I agree 100%. And we as black business owners, we have to do better ourselves because I can give you another example. I went to get a tire put on my truck one day. By me being a black business owner, I tried to support the black business. I pulled up at the spot. The guy, you know, act like he really didn't want my business. And I walked in or after the tire went up, like, I'll be out with you in a minute. And I went back out and sat back in my truck. And, you know, I'm there listening to the radio and stuff. I'm like, what's taking this guy so long? I looked down, 15 minutes had to pass by, and he hadn't came out yet. So I started my truck up, and I went on for the, you know, not trying to sound racist, but a white business. People came right on now, asked me what I need to put my tire in my truck and everything else, and it actually was a couple dollars cheaper.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm just saying, like, I mean, in defense of some other black people who may not always support a black-owned business, and not to say that all of them are like that. Let me correct that. Not to say that they're all like that, but some of them actually are like that, and when you do something like that, you can never gain. You can never gain. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to even – you see what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to even deal with it. Or it's even hard to kind of try to explain it to somebody, a black-owned business, or why. Because I tried, like I said, I tried to explain it to the man. I tried to talk to the man. I tried to explain it to the man. I tried to, you know what I'm saying? I tried to talk as best way I could. But without me being able to just outrightly come out and be blunt and tell him like my Speak Your Mind radio self would typically do, I just had to go around the corner and tell him about it. You know what I'm saying? I had to just tell him, listen, you might want to consider going down on some of your prices. You know, that's what I had to tell him.
And see, what a lot of people don't realize is, especially with small businesses like this, if you lower your prices, in the long run, you will make more money. But like you just said about the scrunches, let's say I got $4 in my pocket. I come in here and you're trying to sell me a scrunchie for $3 and only buy one. But you sell a scrunchie for $2 or maybe a dollar, who knows? I might go ahead and buy both of them. So
right.
If you lower your prices in the long run, you will make more money. And like you just said, you know, like somebody like you, you got a family, you got a husband and kids and everything else. You go in there to buy a plate. One plate, $9. Okay, you're not going to try to feed your whole family off that. But if you lower the prices, you might, you know what, I don't feel like cooking. Let me get my husband and son a plate.
Right.
So if you lower the prices, you could have sold three plates instead of one plate. You know, that's
right.
Something I learned. You know, that's something I learned.
I mean,
and, you know,
it's, you know, and then, you know, I'm going to go back to one of the other topics that you said. When you said about Donald Trump, okay, this is the way I look at it, and this is my take on it. You know, did I vote for the man? Hell no. Am I for the man? Hell no. But bottom line, January 1st, he's going to be our president. So just like so many didn't agree on Obama and so many for the last 8 years, they had to accept the fact that this is our president. So the only thing that I can do is accept the fact that this is our president, pray that he does the right thing. See, people are looking at this whole picture completely different. People are looking at it like, this man's becoming president, let me move back to Africa, let me do this, let me do that. You can't look at it like that because there's much bigger fish to fry than us. Much bigger fish to fry than us. And it's not like he can become president and just press this button and make these decisions. There's approval processes they have to go through. It's not something the president could just make up. He has to still get it approved. And there's still Democrats that are going to be there. So for everybody to be worried that this man's in here, we're all going down, you better get this right, you better get that right, you know, the colleges denying the there's something that certain colleges are now being fined for because they're denying their rights to be able to come in and take, you know, get their people who are they're illegal. You know, there's like a lot of illegals that are in college, like, you know, the programs to where they, the foreign programs to where they, the exchange programs to where they come over here. Well, they're talking about fining colleges for denying them access to their students. And my thing is, like I said, like I just said, do I agree with this man being our president? Hell no. Did I vote for him? Hell no. But the irony is, regardless of how I feel, regardless of how anybody feels, January 1st, that's who's in office, and that's who's going to be the president of the United States. The only thing we can do about it right now is pray and hope he does the right thing. That's all.
Yeah, and like I just said, you know, I live in a small town, Alabama. I'm from Alabama, a small town. The town I live in is so small, most people never heard of it. So most people ask me where I'm from. I usually say Tuscaloosa because everybody heard of Tuscaloosa because of the University of Alabama, the football team. That's like 45 minutes away from me. So what's going on in my county and all that? Did I agree with Trump? No. Do I like Trump? No. Did I vote for Trump? No. But at the same time, the decisions he's made in the White House and everything else is going to impact me, but not that much. What's going to impact me is who is my county commissioner. What's going to impact me is who is my circuit judge. What's going to impact me, who is my district judge. That's what's going to impact me. Who's going to impact me, who is myself. What's going to impact me, who is the mayor of the town I'm from. That's what's going to impact me. But a lot of times, people show up for presidential elections and go don't vote for the next 4 years. They don't vote no more to presidential election again. We don't have no local voters. So that's right there, like you just said. Trump can't do anything by himself. He got to have approval ratings. But we're not voting. We're not getting no Democrats in the Senate and nothing else. That's what we got to do now. And we're not voting. If we want to get mad and fuss and complain and say the system is not working, but how is the system going to work for us if we don't put nobody in the system to represent us?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. All right, well, I want to say thank you so much for calling in. I do appreciate you. You are an advocate caller. You're somebody who calls consistent, and I do appreciate you. And I want to say thank you so much. Stay on the line. Right. Definitely stay on the line. I'm going to try to get to another caller, okay?
Okay.
Okay. 2424, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
Good.
Okay. Today's topic is basically a free topic, get off your chest. Have you experienced something that don't upset you? Are you dealing with something that's just, you just need to get it off your chest? That's what today's topic is. So I'll let you know briefly what we've been talking about.
Okay.
We touched on basis on the whole presidency, how so many people are still angry and protesting that Donald Trump, you know, is going to be the president. And my take on it, and the last caller's take on it is, yes, I didn't vote for him. Yes, do I support him? Absolutely not. But the irony is, regardless of how we feel,
just like the people had to deal with it when President Obama became president, that they didn't like him and they didn't vote for him. We're just going to have to deal with it because it is our president of the United States, and we're going to have to just pray that he does the right thing. You know, people
right.
are putting too much on that this man's going to become president and we're all going to be put back on a boat back to Africa. Well, I wasn't born in Africa. I'm just saying. And to make these comments that, you know, we're all going to die, we're not going to have this, we're not going to have that, they're going to open up this and that, you know, people spend too much time worrying about that, and if everybody just have their ducks in a row and worry about themselves, that's that. That's the first topic. Another topic was the Michael Slager case. That was a topic that I had to get off my chest. But I was very angry to see that they were dead hung, because how could you be dead hung when a man was running and got shot running and it was filmed and showed all over the world?
Right.
I don't understand. I for the life of me, and with the jury,
I'm not shocked no
was,
more. I mean, because it that's something that it happens all the time, over and over and over again. So I'm not even shocked about that. I mean, if we don't, if we don't put the right people in the office, then it's going to keep happening. So ain't no need of crying. Y'all, the people don't want to get out and vote and put the right people in. So, I mean, whatever's happening is going to keep happening until we get the right people in office. I mean, it's that simple. You got ignorant people out here, I'm not going to vote because I don't like neither party. Okay, well, then don't say shit to me when whoever's in there you don't like is in there. You didn't vote. Shut the fuck up. That's my thing on political stuff. I don't too much like talking about political stuff because it always turns into like a heated argument and you have stupid people saying stupid shit and all that. I deal with my own issues when it comes to political stuff my way, and that's that. Period, point blank. Now, with all that being said, we going to get off this political stuff right now. So, today, now, tell me if I was wrong.
Okay.
My boyfriend. My boyfriend is a truck driver. Now, with that being said, every time he leaves, I always get a text or something. You know, how my pussy tastes. I know where you live and all this other bullshit. Okay, that's fine. It's too early for this because you want to wait till early in the morning to do this dumb shit. I don't want to hear all of that. So today I finally confronted him about it. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, yesterday I confronted him about it. I don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so we got into a heated argument. So he popped up on me today. But I kind of find it suspect because she texts me at 7:18, you text me at 7:20, then she texts back at 7:23. I cuss your ass out really, really bad. Then you pop up on me today. Okay.
Wait, who is she?
Now,
wait,
whatever bitch
she?
He fucking. I don't know. Whatever bitch he fucking. I don't know. He's a truck driver. You gone for 6 weeks. You traveling the United States. I'm sure you got a head. You got a bed somewhere. Where the hell is the Brianna at? What the fuck? She's supposed to be home. What the world? Oh, no, she at work. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes,
my
you
bad.
Did. Finish the show, please.
Okay. So, with that being said, I told him, I said, you know what, I done came to grips that you're a truck driver and you probably have chicks, you probably got beds all through the United States. You know, I'm sure you're not laying in your truck every time you stop, you know, and I came to grips to that. But this is my thing. Tell your side bitches, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Leave me the hell alone. So today, I told him that, and I said, don't get mad. So he said, so what you mean, don't get mad? You got somebody in mind? I said, no, I ain't got nobody in mind. Oh, so what you saying? You fucking somebody? Yes, I am. So he puffing, huffing, and puffing, pacing back and forth. So I said, little mad, big mad, or super mad, which one are you? Because you can't be either one. Oh, shut the fuck up. I feel like putting my hands around your throat. Okay, so while you putting your hands around your throat, my throat, what the fuck you think I'm going to be doing? So we got into a heated argument, and so now he in his feelings because I told him I'm fucking somebody else. But you fucking somebody else, and you admit to it. So why are you mad at me?
So what did the girl
text
you and say?
Am I wrong for telling him?
How does she? No, you're not. But how did she get your phone number?
Going through his phone. He got reckless, I guess.
So she went through his phone. What did she text you and say?
How my pussy tastes. Oh, I know where you live at now. You know, little dumb shit like that. So every time she texts me, I sent it to him. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, so you don't know what I'm talking about now.
Okay. Oh,
I said,
my God.
Neither do I then. Right.
So were you wrong in telling him? Absolutely not. And he should have been honest with you from the very beginning. And if he's a truck driver and he has these women that he's seeing, he should have been honest with you from the beginning. It shouldn't have never been, it shouldn't have been you having to find out because a chick called your phone or text your phone. Like, that's like the bottom of the barrel. I'm going to go ahead and text her and ask her how I taste. That's horrible for a woman to even do something like that. So are you asking me, were you wrong? Hell no, you wasn't wrong. You were in your right ram. Two wrongs don't make a right. I maybe would not have said that. I mean, you may have handled that a little bit reckless because that could have went south really quick. And like you said, when he told you, I feel like putting my hands around your neck, and you said, what you going to be doing? Y'all just would have both had y'all asses on WYSF, is all I'm saying. But in the same token, did you handle it right? I can't say yes because I can't say that that's how I would have handled it. I probably would have told him, hey, you know, you got your chick. Like you said, especially if he's a man that's talking to you. Okay, but listen. If he got his cake and he eating it and he on the road, like you said, he on the road for 6 weeks at a time. You already knew he was laying his head somewhere. You figured that out a long time ago. But if this man coming back, helping you, paying your bills, my conversation would have been, okay, keep a heifer from calling my phone. Keep her off my phone. I might not have had to say, I got somebody else anyway. I'm fucking somebody else anyway. I would have said, just keep her from calling my phone. That's how I would have handled it.
Well, I mean,
at the end of the day, if the both
of
you are in a relationship, you're both wrong. If you got somebody else and he got somebody else, and you're supposed to be in a relationship. So two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs definitely does not make a right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a doctor or a medical professional, but I say two wrongs don't make a right because only thing it did now is cause more anger. Because now, you know, men are a little bit different than women. Men, you know, a woman could hear about her husband doing this and that and this, or her boyfriend doing this and that, and she'd be really, really angry, but she eventually get over it. But when a man hears that another woman been inside of somebody he'd been into and he potentially put his mouth on her and all that, especially if they're not wearing condoms, a whole different thing, a whole different type of thing goes through this man's head. So the only thing I can tell you is I hope you got a gun and you should lock your doors. Because a man could get angry real, real quick, and it can go south real, real quick. So I'm just going to tell you, as one of my advocate callers and fans, you probably need to be really, really careful and watch yourself. Because if y'all had a heated argument, so when y'all had the heated argument, what was the last words before he left?
You mean before I left?
Before you. So you left him. You walked away.
Mm-hmm.
And what were those last words?
When I come home, my laundry better be done and my dinner better be cooked.
You said that to him?
Yep.
What the fuck? And you think you're going to be, you think the laundry going to be done and the food going to be cooked?
And it is. Just walked in the door.
And he's still there and he don't cook your food and did the laundry.
Yep.
Now let's go back to these anger management issues that you have. Did you hit him or do anything or threaten him in any way?
No, I did not.
Inquiring minds want to know. I'm just asking.
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I didn't swing.
I'm just asking.
Out. I did not swing out.
Okay.
Verbally abusive I was. Not physically. Not this time.
Okay, so I want to ask a question. This is a panelist question. And since I have you on the line, I want your opinion on it. Well, wait, before I ask you the question, was there any other, is there anything else you want to talk about other than the topic you just talked about? Are we all good on that one? Or were you, did you want to add more? Were you not done?
Can't add more right now. No, we good.
Oh, because you walked in the house. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a question that someone asked my opinion on, and I'm going to ask you because you're one of the folks that are on the line, and anybody else that's on the line that wants to weigh in has an opinion about what I'm getting ready to ask, and I'll give my opinion too. Feel free to press one. So this is what was asked. Stalkers. After you break up, would a woman stalk another woman? Was the question. Go after the man she knows was talking to the woman, slander her, tell the man that to enjoy her sloppy seconds. She broke up with me, so why would you be concerned with where I'm going to be next? I need help on this. So what's your opinion on that question?
Say that one more time. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I'm doing too much.
Okay. After you break up, let's say you're with somebody and you break up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So stalkers, so the woman's a stalker. After you break up, why would a woman stalk another woman? So let's say me and you was dating a guy, and
uh-huh.
you broke up with him. So uh-huh. why would you stalk me now that you and him don't broke up? Why are you stalking me? Why would you
right.
go after the man if you know he's talking to this woman? So me and this man are still talking, but you and him don't work broke up. Now you after me, you stalking me. You going after the man, talking to the woman, slandering her. So now you're out in the street talking about me, telling the man enjoy her sloppy seconds. So she broke up with you. So why are you concerned? Or why? Where am I next? Why do you care what I'm doing if we broke up?
She in her feelings. She's super mad. She in her feelings.
So
she mad.
So she big mad or little mad?
She's super mad. You got little, big, and super. She's super mad now.
Because I'm trying to read the question because I might be reading it wrong. But it looks like to me, I thought it was going to the man. I might be reading the whole question wrong. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead to another caller, too. I'm going to leave you on,
but
too.
But
if they
uh-huh. broke up, who broke it? She broke it off with him?
I don't know. I'm just trying to read the question.
Because
I'm trying to read the answer.
If she broke it off with
too,
him,
but...
she shouldn't be mad at all because you're the one who broke it off. So why are you mad?
Correct.
Because he moved on.
Right. Let me try to bring this person on, see if this person has insight. I don't know. 0513, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
I am well, Brenda. How are you this evening? This is Alvin speaking on the line.
Hey, Alvin. Okay, so
hey.
Do you understand the question I just asked? Because I might be reading
yes.
it wrong. I'm going to read it again. And I think I might have just botched this whole thing up. But it sounds like stalkers. After you break up, why would a woman stalk another woman? Go after the man. Okay, so what it is two women. Okay, I just confused it. Two women were talking, and they
right.
broke up. And then the woman was a stalker, so she goes to the man talking to the woman, slanders her, tells the man, enjoy my sloppy seconds. But so she broke up with me, so why am I concerned of where I may go next? Needed help on the question. So what are
okay.
you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, my viewpoint on the question is this, and it's very basic. The key element here is emotion. Because you are no longer with that other person, for whatever reason, mutual, one person did something the other one didn't like, there became a break in that foundation. So now your emotion is, well, I don't want to be with this person, but I'm not ready for this person to be with anybody else. So you consciously or subconsciously do everything that you can do to cause that person further discord, meaning you involve yourself in a messy way in that person's next phase of their life, which to me says that you are showing that you have no class at all, or you are low class, which one should always hold themselves to the higher standard. But the key thing is when you let emotions get involved and drive your actions instead of clear thought, it tends to come out messy for all involved. That's just my viewpoint on how I see the question.
Okay. And my other female caller, what is your thoughts on that?
Who?
You, my female caller. What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, she big mad. I mean, she mad because she moved on. It's just that simple. I'm not going to go into the elements and stuff, the keep it plain and simple. She's big mad because she moved on. She seems like when people stalk, it's a control thing to me. Like, if I break up with you, you want me to sweat you. You and that's not going to happen. You broke it off with me, so okay, it's over. Okay, it's over. I'm going to move on, and I suggest you do the same thing. Okay, somebody else is big mad because their team is losing.
Whose team is losing?
Stacy.
Oh. Well, guys, and before we end out the show, my mail caller that came on, did you have a topic that you want to discuss? Because tonight was free topic, get it off your chest.
Not really in particular. However, I do have a quick thought to share to get a mutual viewpoint. My topic or my question would be, I hear several conversations, especially as of late, that chivalry is dead. And I hear it from the male point and the female point of view. I personally do not think that chivalry is dead. However, I do think that the changing dynamic of society these days with the stress of independence causes a blur of the gender roles and can confuse or causes difficulty where people don't discuss what their expectations are, which lead into that. And I'm very open to hear other people's comments on it.
Well, give me a little bit more details on what you're saying.
Okay.
Give me an example as far as chivalry. Give me an example.
Very easy. In my own household, I'm raising two young men, and I have always taught them, you open a door for a lady, you know, when you go out to eat, you pull her chair out. When you invite a woman out to eat or when you invite her out for an evening, the man is supposed to pay. Well, I've had a discussion or two with my young 20-year-old, and he gave me some real interesting insight on his viewpoint of, well, if I'm earning my money and I'm choosing to spend it on an individual, then that's one thing. But if we, let's say we go Dutch, I'm paying for mine, she's paying for hers. The only expectation is getting to know that person with no strings attached. There's no expectation of I want additional or I should get additional special treatment because I'm paying. Now, flip that over of the stigma of women these days of being independent or pushing to be independent reflects in, well, I don't need you to open that door for me. I can do it myself. I don't need you to pay for my meal. I can do it myself. And I think that's not necessarily the best interpretation, but gives way to not having clear conversation on expectations, especially when two people begin to interact with each other.
I agree. I'll tell you, just things have changed. Things have changed a whole lot. And the way people view life, the way people view situations, have changed a whole lot. As far as, you know, chivalry, you know, being dead, I don't know, and I won't say that, you know, chivalry is dead at this point, but I will say that the respect that people have for one another has changed. The way we talk to one another have changed. The way we interact with each other has changed. It's certain respect lines that have been lost. And only thing I can say about that is until people start getting back to the basics, it's going to continue to be the way it is. And it's going to continue to be, you know, people feel like if I bought you dinner, now I expect something. People feel like if I've done this for you, that's the one thing I can't stand is somebody putting something up saying I did this and that for you, so now give me this and that. Drives me absolutely wild. But in the same token, the chivalry portion of it, you just don't see it anymore. You don't see simple acts of kindness anymore. You don't see people getting out holding doors. You know how you used to see? You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but I still practice those things and have taught those things to my young men. So I know that there is at least two more in this world that do it. The thing that kind of bugs me, and I can see their point when I talk with my young men, because I try to do so as often as possible just to kind of get their perspective on things, is they get looked at kind of oddly as to say, well, I don't necessarily need you to do it, but the way it comes across is I also don't appreciate that you took the time to do it for me.
I understand what you're saying.
I wouldn't go as far as they don't appreciate it. I wouldn't go that far, but like Brenda said earlier, times changed. And it's not that they don't appreciate it. They just wasn't taught that. It's not that it's not appreciated. They just wasn't taught it. I mean, how can you appreciate or not appreciate something if you wasn't taught that? You understand what I'm saying?
I understand that point, and it's a very valid one to be. I think that ties into what Brenda was saying earlier about how standards and times are different now as mm-hmm. opposed to even 10 years ago, where if a woman was sitting on the bus, per se, or sitting on a bench, or a gentleman was sitting on the bench and a lady walked up, that he would get up and give her his seat. That don't happen these days.
No,
for
that's
the most
weird.
Part that I see, it's okay. I see you standing there. My feet hurt. I'm tired too. So I was here first. So I'm gonna sit here. But I didn't necessarily grow up that way, to be of the mindset of yeah, okay, it's what you're supposed to do to give that lady your seat. Now there's only one part that I've heard in the discussion partially this evening that disagrees with my upbringing, which is when a woman gets angry, as a man can get angry, and that woman decides that she wants to go bust the Douglas on that guy, nothing is supposed to happen. I disagree with that personally. My viewpoint is no one should put hands on anybody.
Oh, and I agree, because I'm the one who said it.
Oh, I was. I,
I agree
chimed
that.
In. I wasn't sure how that.
I mean,
if
I put hands on you, trust and believe, I'm expecting to get hands laid back. Oh, I'm expecting that, male or female. Because I'm a firm believer, if you put your hands on me, male or female, I expect to get hit back. It's going to be a fight. Ain't going to be no
fair
easy
enough.
Victory. You might get that victory, but it ain't going to be an easy victory. I mean, I expect that. I'm a firm believer
fair
of
enough.
That. You lay hands, expect to get hit back. So, I mean, because I'm the one who said that, so I'm a firm believer of what you just said.
Fair enough.
So I'm not one of those chicks that where I, you know, I feel like I can hit a man anytime I want and don't expect to get hit back. I'm not one of them chicks who think they can just go around hitting on people and there will be no repercussions behind it. There's going to be some repercussions behind it.
I respect that. I respect that because with anything that we do, there's consequences and repercussions.
Absolutely.
I do think that what has been lost in modern times, and what I mean by modern times is the last 5 to 10 years, is situations happen between people and we all have emotions. It's human nature. But when we let our emotions run paramount to everything else, we lose the way of settling what the issue is with our words. To let your verbiage state your position, whether you agree or disagree, because there are going to be times where you and your counterpart are simply not going to agree. So in that case, my viewpoint is you have to agree to disagree and then both be willing to move on from that. A lot of things happen when it
lingers
and what one person moves on and the other one doesn't. And
absolutely.
That results in what you call.
But that's not
going to
always be the case.
That's true.
That's not going to always be the case. You know, and yeah, I got anger issues. I do.
Yeah, we know.
Trust me, Ma, I am
whatever.
Not mad at you. I got love for you.
I would say this was a great show. We had some awesome topics. We got to talk about some great stuff. I may do this again next week and just leave it an open topic because a whole bunch of people pressed 1 and the show was supposed to end 13 minutes ago. I just let it go because we were all talking. But callers, I'm sorry, I cannot pick your calls up. I don't know why you guys just pressed 1. The show was over at 11. It's from 10 to 11 now. So I guess I have to catch you on the flip side next week. But my callers are online. I want to say thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you guys. And you guys have a great night.
We got a lot of work to do. The greatest men and women in this country right now are the men and women of God. Not the president,